Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Jordy with the 5 o'clock news. Coming up over the next 30 minutes, the Taoiseach says the two young people who lost their lives in Donegal last night is on everyone's minds today. A Finn Valley councillor wants answers as respite care in St Joseph's Stranorlar is being referred to private nursing homes. The Justice Minister says every effort is being made to ensure Emily Hand is released and returned home safely. And the Atlantic Technological University is now the third largest higher education facility in the state. These stories in full, plus more coming up. Oisin Kelly will be live with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First in news, two teenagers have been killed in a road crash in North Inishowen. A third person has been injured in the crash, which happened overnight near Glenealy. Aoife Cairns reports.
Emergency services were called to the scene at 12:45 this morning. The single vehicle crash happened on the R238 at Terrawee in Glenealy. An 18-year-old man and an 18-year-old woman were pronounced dead at the scene. A third person in the car at the time has been taken to hospital with injuries which aren't thought to be life-threatening. The Glenealy to Culdaff road is closed as Garda forensic teams carry out a full investigation. Local diversions are in place.
Gardaí and Buncrana are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed this collision to contact them, and any road users who were travelling on the R238 in the early hours of this morning between midnight and 1am and has dash cam footage is asked to make this available to Gardaí. Councillor Terry Crossan is Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District. He says what's happened is heartbreaking.
I was absolutely saddened to wake up to this horrendous news of yet another overnight tragedy in North Inishowen. It's something that we've had too much of over the years, and it's absolutely horrendous, and it must be horrendous for both the bereaved of families, and I would like to offer them my most sincere condolences at this very tragic time. There is increasing incidences of deaths on our roads, and it's something that everybody, including the government, needs to take a long, hard look at to see if there's any way that we can do anything that would help to lessen such tragedies. Inishowen has been particularly badly hit over many years, and every time you hear of something of this nature, especially where it involves very young people, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, the Taoiseach says the fact more people have died on Irish roads already this year than in all of last year is of enormous concern. There have been 37 more fatalities this year when compared to the same time last year, and there's still 55 days left of 2023. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the two young people who lost their lives last night is on everyone's minds today.
It's a matter of enormous concern to me, the fact that more people have died on our roads this year so far than all of last year. And aware that we've lost some lives only in the last 24 hours in Donegal, so that's very much, I think, on everyone's mind. And we've made so much progress in the last couple of decades. There was a time when 600-700 people a year were dying on our roads, and really disturbing to see that number that had come down going back up again.
A Finn Valley councillor says he wants answers from the HSE, as those who usually attend St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorlar for respite care are being referred to private nursing homes, while the patients discharged from Letterkenny University Hospital are being sent to St Joseph's for step-down care. Councillor Patrick McGowan says he can't get answers because of a Forza embargo, but he wants the situation addressed. HSE told Highland Radio last week that it must organise its services in the best interests of patients. On today's 9 till noon show, Councillor McGowan says this is an issue that is deeply affecting the people in the Finn Valley area.
I've been getting calls all the time, including even yesterday there, from local families who avail of the respite, and much needed the respite, because Sometimes there's families that have nobody at home. You know, there might only be one or two in the family, and they're maybe working on their way. So the respite are vital in them cases. And then again, there's very little home care packages available at the moment as well. So people are very, very much dependent here in this area on St. Joseph's. And I have been hearing as well now that the St. Joseph's has been used now as a step down from Letterkenny Hospital. They're moving people from the Letterkenny catchment area over to Stranorder for a step down. And then while there's people within the Fin Valley area, let's say, that need respite, they've been told then to go to nursing homes over in, say, the Letterkenny area. I know it's not easy as there's lack of beds, but plenty of the beds are there. Why send the people from Stranorder to Letterkenny?
The Justice Minister says every effort is being made to ensure Emily Hand is released and returned home safely. The 8-year-old Irish Israeli was feared dead after attacks by Hamas last month, but it's now believed she's being held hostage. She had been on a sleepover when it was raided, and the Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance to her family. Justice Minister Helen McEntee insists the government is doing its utmost to get those being held hostage out of harm's way.
It's absolutely unimaginable what families are going through, in particular the family that you've mentioned, and I don't really want to get into too much detail because it's an extremely sensitive situation at the moment. But what I can say and reassure people is that every effort is being made to ensure that citizens are safe and that those who are being held hostage by Hamas, who are a terrorist organisation, that they are released and that they are got home safe.
The chair of the Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Committee is calling on the Housing Minister to ensure defective block homeowners who have paid for initial testing are reimbursed as a matter of urgency. Under the previous redress scheme, the householder was required to cover testing costs, but that's not the case with the new enhanced scheme. Those on the old scheme are being transferred and reimbursed, but it's feared it may be the end of next year before those out of pocket receive payment. Councillor Martin McDermott says that must happen much more quickly.
When the new scheme came into effect back in July time, it was stated by the department that no one would be any different that was in the 90-10 scheme versus the new enhanced scheme. So with that being the case, people should be getting their money back, and I would be looking for the department to make that available as soon as possible so that it quite possibly now before Christmas people could get their money back. And they shouldn't be out any money because the new enhanced scheme, you don't have to pay the fees out now for the testing of your house. That comes through the housing agency. Takes care of all that now. So I think it'll be vitally important that those families get their money back because some of these families will have to wait till quarter 3, quarter 4 of 2024 before the housing agency do the tests of their houses, so they wouldn't be eligible. So I think the minister needs to do the same as he done pre-Christmas of last year and ensure that these families all get their money back.
All the while, some of them may be paying rent as well.
Absolutely. Some of these families have been out this money for a considerable amount of time. You know, some families up to 2-3 years because they've been in the process for so long. Some families' applications would have not been determined by the local authority back pre-July. And those would have been sent on to the housing agency and they've been considered in relation to the damage threshold. And now they've been given a timeline, as I say, some families as far out as quarter 3, quarter 4 of 2024. Those families must, you know, be treated equally, the same as every other family.
A father from Kilboy says it's unfair that the last day of his daughter's midterm break was spent cleaning up other people's mess. Kevin Doherty and his 11-year-old Kayla regularly keep their area clean from litter. However, yesterday they were shocked to find illegally dumped bin bags full of used nappies and food waste. Kevin told Greg Hughes about the ordeal on this morning's 9 till noon show.
Last year holidays, Kayla, she's 11, she spent about 2 or 3 hours yesterday, she got the whole thing up again. She went out this morning and the way to school again, the roads are same. There's a lot of rubbish lying again overnight again, a lot of bottles and cans and stuff like that.
But you do clean-ups, don't you? You and your daughter with others, that wouldn't be unusual to come across bottles and cans and what have you?
Bottles and cans, yeah, that's fairly common. Like Kayla, maybe an hour every Saturday morning she would go out and get a little bit, but not so much the bin bag, just kind of that's kind of a new one as people come out and throw them bin bags everywhere next, you know.
The Atlantic Technological University is now the third largest educator in facility in the state, with 9 campuses and a student population of almost 25,000. It follows the incorporation of St Angela's College in Sligo into the ATU at a special function at its Lochgill base this morning. Speaking at the event, Higher Education Minister Simon Harris said St Angela's has long been an important provider of initial teacher education, particularly in terms of its home economics, as well as delivering programmes across a range of other important disciplines, including nursing education. He said becoming part of the ATU has always been a logical step for the Sligo College. Midlands Northwest MEP is backing calls to introduce standard pricing for men and women's products. The pink tax is the additional cost of buying products marketed to women that men pay less for. Some brands have introduced equal pricing for personal hygiene products like deodorant. However, gaps remain. MEP Maria Walsh believes there should be a standard pricing across the board.
A female could spend well over $1,300 a year more than a male. We're hearing it and we're seeing it, which we welcome, coming from right across the political house. Myself in the EPP group, working with colleagues like Maria Sparacchi, who works on the FEM committee, along with Frances Fitzgerald, has really been striving to raise awareness to this, push the commission to have a standard pricing right across the EU.
A Donegal councillor is urging people to consider upgrading their septic tanks after changes were introduced today to make it easier to get a grant to do so. A requirement that tanks be registered in order to qualify has been scrapped, while the grant available has been more than doubled. Councillor Micheál Nochtin moved a motion on the issue at a council meeting in June and also lobbied the government. He says the changes introduced today are significant.
In June, I moved a motion in relation to basically the registration of septic tanks. Regulations were your septic tank had to be registered by the 1st of February 2013. When we met with Irish Water and the water section of Donegal County Council, we discovered that Donegal had the worst uptake on registering septic tanks. So there was a huge issue here, and basically a lot of people have been on to me in relation to this and felt very disadvantaged. So basically I moved the motion and also basically took it up with the Minister. And basically the good news at the weekend that basically not alone would the registration date be scrapped, but the 5,000 that was allocated for the upgrading of your septic tank will now be up to 12,000. That's 140% of an increase.
Effectively, as people who hadn't registered were denied the grant completely, you're now saying that people can avail of this grant without being registered?
Correct, exactly. Basically, the registration date has been scrapped now. So basically, you can go in now and apply as and from today. So you can go and replace it.
And is it your belief that there are a large number of septic tanks in Donegal in need of replacement?
Yes, and I mean, and basically, we also got that report basically from the Irish Water and Donegal section of Donegal Council that there was a big uptake basically for septic tanks to be replaced and upgraded in Donegal. And basically, this funding of 12,000 now will be huge bonus basically for families. And I say as the changes that have come in will help the household, particularly those in Donegal and rural Ireland. And basically, you know, it will help and, you know, in easing the financial burden that will be associated with the repairs of these septic tanks.
The time is just approaching 13 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 16 minutes past 5. We're going over to the sports desk to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games. Sean Paul Barrett is expected to be ratified as the Donegal Under-20s manager tonight. The final county committee meeting of the year will take place this evening, and the name of the Milford native will be brought to the clubs. Barrett, who is currently with Downings, was previously manager of the under-20 side in 2020, where he led them to an Ulster final. He was also a winning Ulster manager with the Donegal Miners. There'll be lots of GA talk tonight on the DL Debate the Championship with Brendan Devaney. He's joined by top pundit Brendan Kilcoyne to discuss the Narasa Ulster club game and their controversial exit. Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News reviews great wins in Ulster for the Setanta and St Union's hurlers, plus a big one for the Dunlow ladies in the Ulster Junior Championship. Brendan also catches up with new senior ladies boss John McNulty. It's all part of the DL debate tonight after the 7 o'clock news. Meanwhile, the nominations for the Donegal LGFA Players Player of the Year and Club Volunteers have been announced. The three players in the running for Senior Player of the Year are Shauna McFadden, St Unans, Karen Guthrie, Glenn Finn and Michaela Breslin of St Noel's. Mary McDevitt of Dunlow, Joanne McDermott from Neve Padraic Lyffert and Adrian McGerrigan of Termon are the three nominees for the Club Volunteer of the Year. The winners of those two categories and all of the other categories will be announced this coming Friday night at the awards ceremony, which is in the Villa Rose Hotel in Ballybuffet.
Now to football. Fin Harps have announced the signing of Kevin Jordan for the 2024 campaign. The defender is a graduate of the Fin Harps Academy, having joined the club at under-19 level from Buncrana Hearts. Jordan made 21 appearances for the club last season. Fin Harps boss Darren Murphy has told the club website that it's vital to have young players progressing through the academy into the senior team, and Kevin is a great example for other young players. Tottenham have the chance to return to the top of the Premier League table tonight. They go up against former manager Mauricio Pochettino and Chelsea at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The visitors are 13th in the standings ahead of the game, with just 3 wins from their first 10 matches this season. It'll be Pochettino's first return to North London since his departure in 2019, months after he guided the club to the Champions League final. Postecoglou says there's no denying Pochettino's impact at Spurs.
Everyone I speak to around here, there's still people who worked with him, can't speak highly enough of him as a person, as a manager, so I doubt there'd be anything but respect, you know, for Mauricio from anyone at this football club, supporters or people associated with it.
Kickoff is at 8 o'clock for that game tonight. Erling Haaland is likely to be fit for Manchester City's Premier League trip to Chelsea at the weekend. The striker is said to be feeling better, having been substituted at half-time of City's win over Bournemouth, and he trained today. Manager Pep Guardiola would not say if Haaland would be risked for tomorrow night's Champions League visit of Young Boys. Brain injury charity Headway has called for stronger concussion protocols in football. It follows what it's describing as a concerning incident with Manchester United centre-back Harry Maguire. Maguire showed signs of discomfort after a collision in their Premier League match against Fulham, but was allowed to continue after medical staff assessed him. Headway believes the introduction of temporary concussion substitutes are needed to add credibility to the assessment process. Finally, on the colleges front, there's one game for ATU Donegal this evening. It's the men's fresher Gaelic football side playing in Division 1 of the Fresher Football League. They're in Jordanstown to take on Ulster University, and that match for the ATU will throw in at 6:30 this evening. The Fresher side, of course, looking to make it 3 wins from 3, having already beaten Queen's and St Mary's in their opening 2 matches. And that's it from the Sports Desk for the moment. Don't forget the DL debates after the news at 7 o'clock. From me, Oisin Kelly, have a very good evening. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. BT Ireland says the top themes emerging from the project entries for the 2024 BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition are AI, diversity and inclusion, and mental health. This January, 550 projects and hundreds of students will represent their schools and communities, with 12 projects from 7 schools in Donegal. They are the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town, Colastia Alla in Letterkenny, Colastia Colm Kill in Ballyshannon, Loretto Community School in Milford, Pubble School Glidore, and St Columba's Comprehensive School in Glenties. There are also 6 projects from Derry and 5 from County Tyrone. Meanwhile, Science Week is getting underway for children in Donegal across Ireland next week. It looks to promote STEM in schools across the country. Donal Kavanagh has the details.
This year's Science Week will run from November 12th to 19th with the theme Human. It'll ask what impact the decisions we make in today's world as humans will have on future generations. There's a programme of events that all primary schools in Donegal will receive in e-format. This year, children will be able to meet with Minister Charlie McConnellogue to learn about his role in government. Marine biologist David McCann will discuss the importance of the ocean, and the biobus in Glidore will showcase the extent of the use of crude oil in everyday life. There is a series of online events set to encourage children to embrace the muddiness of the world in a bid to support wildlife by listening to anecdotes, case studies, and the stories of global figures striving to make a difference.
Training for staff to spot signs of human trafficking forms part of the government's latest plan to tackle the issue. The third National Action Plan also provides for the establishment of a new national referral system. There is also provision for dedicated accommodations for victims of trafficking. Superintendent Derek Maguire says the ability to identify victims is a key element of the new plan.
As part of the strategy, there's going to be a significant campaign of training and raising awareness to the general public and to people within the state bodies and the trusted partners in NGOs to look for the signs and indicators of trafficking.
The Aisling Murphy murder trial has been adjourned for the day after the jury heard from its final witness. The judge told the jury of 9 men and 3 women. The closing speeches will start tomorrow. Andrew Louth reports.
33-year-old Joseph Pushko of Lynally Grove, Mucklagh, County Offaly, denies murdering Aisling Murphy along the banks of the Grand Canal on January 12, 2022. Earlier this afternoon, Mr Justice Tony Hunt outlined to the jury the timeline of the rest of the proceedings. He said the prosecution and defence will present their closing arguments starting tomorrow morning, while his own charge will be completed on Wednesday, he said. The judge adjourned proceedings until tomorrow morning so the jury could come to closing speeches fresh. Andrew Lyon at the Central Criminal Court.
The Women of Honour Group has called for the Taoiseach's office to take over the work on terms of reference of inquiry into abuse and bullying in the Defence Forces. The group is unhappy with Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act is not explicitly included. There are also concerns incidents of abuse are being excluded and the inquiry is confined to investigating complaints of abuse. Women of Honour believe the Taoiseach's office, rather than the Department of Defence, is the correct forum for the Attorney General to interact with. The Irish National Teachers Organisation believes teaching needs to be made more attractive to fill vacancies. A survey published today by the INTO in conjunction with other teaching bodies shows a shortage of over 800 teachers in primary and special schools. It's expected that number will grow by around 1,200 come January. INTO General Secretary John Boyle says the government has blocked career progression since 2009.
They've stripped out the career structure. You can't get a promotion in teaching other than principal or deputy because of all the post responsibilities that have been absent for the last 15 years. And the allowances that you used to have for bettering yourself, for maybe making yourself more of a specialist in special education, they've been removed as well.
The construction of a new National Children's Hospital is now 92% complete. However, it could still be some time before the facility officially opens. Barry White has more from the site of the hospital in Dublin.
So, despite construction of the new National Children's Hospital being over 90% complete, it could still be 18 months before the facility opens. The National Paediatric Hospital Development Board say their target completion date is October 2024. The hospital will then be handed over to Children's Health Ireland. They will then have to test every piece of equipment in the hospital, while staff will also have to be trained in the electronic healthcare record facility that will be in place, and that will take 6 months. So it'll be April 2025, at the very least, before the new Children's Hospital will be open to patients.
Looking now to weather, scattered showers this evening. They will continue into tonight with lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees in a light to moderate westerly wind, with occasionally increasing to fresh. To conclude this evening's news, the Taoiseach says two young people who lost their lives in Donegal last night is on everyone's mind today. A Finn Valley councillor wants answers as respite care in St Joseph's Stranorlar is being referred to private nursing homes. The Justice Minister says every effort is being made to ensure Emily Hand is released and returned home safely. And the Atlantic Technological University is now the third largest higher education facility in the state. That's all for now. The next news update is at 6 o'clock. In the meantime, keep up to date with the latest local news on our website, highlandradio.com. From myself and the news team, good afternoon. The obituary notices this Monday evening, November 6th. The death has occurred of Samuel Sammy Sheehan, 2 West Brook Buncrana, County Donegal, and formerly of 16 Rathone Park Derry. Sammy's remains will be reposing at his home from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral is on Thursday, leaving at 10 a.m, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill Buncrana, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Annie Boyle, Dr. McCloskey Crescent, Glenties, and formerly of Coolvoy Duhery. reposing at Shovlin's funeral home Sandfield Ardrath tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock, with removal at 6:30 to St Connell's Church Glenties for 7 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in Fintown Cemetery. The death has occurred of Kieran Gilchrist, Hawthorne Heights, Letterkenny, reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. this evening and 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. House private tomorrow, please. Private cremation on Wednesday in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. No flowers, please. Donations in lieu to Donegal Search and Rescue, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has occurred of Sean O'Hay, 11 Tara Court, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight, with rosary at 8:15. Removal from there tomorrow, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs Ballyrain for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.